Welcome in, everybody, to the Craft Beer Republic. Thanks for drinking. Thanks for joining. I am Greg, and I am being joined by one big mother bucker, and that's Flex. What's up, big fella?
I am feeling pretty beefy today.
But, speaking of huge,
I Googled today what the largest goldfish in the world was. 67-pound goldfish.
Wow. Yeah. And why did this get brought up?
I was looking at my goldfish as I was feeding him, and I thought, wow, I wonder how big these guys can get. And sure as shit, 67 pounds. Pretty gnarly.
And how big is yours, would you say? Like, under a pound?
Oh, man. I would say it's like 2 ounces, 3 ounces. it's a nice-sized goldfish for like an at-home tank.
Sure, yeah. We'll get there someday.
Yeah.
Just keep putting on the pounds. All right. Well, thank you all for drinking and joining. Like I said, make sure you follow us on the socials at Craft Beer Republic and, of course, at FlexMeABeer _ in between. We got lots to get to today. If you didn't listen last week, you're missing out. It was my interview with Preston from Red Engine Brewing, the new spot over in Fillmore, California, which I guess this is no mystery to anybody, but our top listening city of last week is Fillmore, California.
Right out of town.
Yeah. Who could have seen that coming? So thanks, Fillmore, for checking in. Hope you liked the interview, and I hope you like Preston's beer. A lot to get to tonight. Like I said, I did some pretty good research over the last week or so.
I love when you do research.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was good stuff. Got a voicemail from the homie. Not Chew Your Roo. Got some booze news to get to.
So the regular Chew.
The regular Chew. The Florida games happened. We got to recap that. So, anyways.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, an eventful show, to say the least. So, let's dig right in to some hydration. Is that R2-D2 singing the song?
I don't know. Just kind of.
It's not bad. I am loving my beer. I'm drinking. Thanks to Erica. Thanks, Erica. She sent this down. And I'm super stoked because I have been wanting to try this brewery since I saw that they were announcing their opening. And this is Shred Beer Company's Extra Sunshine Hazy IPA.
Oh, nice.
For those who don't know, Shred is co-founded by the former head brewer of Arrow Lodge Brewing. Her name is Amy, and she makes some fucking killer beers. So when I saw that she was opening up her own spot, got super excited, and they're up in Erica's hood. So this is 7%, a 413 on Untappd after a little over 300 ratings, and they say it's a double dry hopped hazy IPA with Galaxy, Mosaic, Simcoe, and Citra hops. Pungent flavors and aromas of apricot sorbet, peach nectar, and fresh cut mango. I'm gonna dig in here as I almost knock my glass over.
Oh, that looks really good. Really hazy.
Great color, great haziness to it.
It almost looks like my beer.
They do look very similar. You just got a little better lighting in yours. Mine's against a black t-shirt, but yeah. All right, schnoz. It feels like mango, maybe a little bit of that peach I'm picking up there. Very fruity bouquet of sniffs. Let me dig in with the old tongue, Jovet. Ooh, on the old tongue, Jovet. Lots of juiciness. Like, these hops were late edition hops. Lots of tropical juiciness. The peach comes through. I'm not picking up on tons of apricot, but I am getting that fresh cut mango real heavy. Yeah.
And by that, by the way, everybody, he meant apricot. So.
I said it right the first time. We're good. Don't worry. I nailed it.
Yeah. After I corrected you, that's apricot.
Apricot. I got it.
There we go.
Yep. this is great. And this is so easy to drink and does not drink like a 7%. Or like, this is an easy, dangerous sipper. So thanks to Erica for sending this down. And cheers to Shred. I can't wait to come up there and check that spot out. Maybe I'll crash at Erica's house and come home drunk sometime.
Yeah, she actually sent me a Shred beer as well that I trounced actually like a week ago.
Wasn't this one, was it?
No, I would have felt terrible if it was. It was this Fat Nasty Triple West Coast.
Oh, Fat Nasty.
It was called Supernatural. The can art was wild. Probably post something about it because I did take pictures. I'm just lazy as fuck. But yeah, it was like 11%. Just you're 100% true classic West Coast.
Nice. Dig it.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah, thanks. Sending out some good shit. All right. I want to start off the show with an apology. I'd like to apologize to this 3-pack of beers that I found in my fridge last week.
This all makes sense now because I'm like, who do you apologize to?
Mostly nobody. But I was cleaning out my kegerator. I needed to go get some CO2. And I opened up my kegerator. And sometimes I stash some extra beers that I don't have room for in the fridge. And I was like, oh, no. And as soon as it's very distinguishable, as soon as I saw it, 3 cans of There Does Not Exist just sitting there. And I was like, fuck, when was this from? And I checked the date. It was literally a year old. God damn it. So my apologies.
Did you dump them or are
no.
you? I was okay. Good. I was going to say, like, don't make any rash decisions. Yeah.
I am not an animal. Come on.
Beer is beer. I mean, if anything, it's more like a science situation now.
Yeah. I mean, I drank them because, you know, time was of the essence and they were still fine. The hop flavor had subdued a little bit. But you know, that wasn't bad. It just wasn't as good as it could be.
Correct. That's I understand that.
Yeah. So
well, I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong and I'm a big man. So my apologies to those 3 beers that I left behind for so long. What else? Oh, went axe throwing over the weekend.
The first time?
No, not for, you know, like 5th time, something like that. We've done it a few times.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a pro.
Yeah. And they serve beer, which I always laugh at. I'm like, man, that insurance must be high.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant concept.
Yeah. They always have local shit. Like they always have Tarantula Hill and Naughty Pine. I had a Pale Rider from Petals, Monica's beer over there. So they were one of the ones that really liked having Monica and I's collab. These guavas are making me thirsty.
Oh, really?
They had that. Yeah, they had that on steady rotation while that was still in supply. So shout out to the Mighty Axe for having some good beer on tap. But I bring this up because it was the wife's nephew's birthday and we're like, oh, we'll take him axe throwing because his mom was out of town.
How old is he if he's a nephew?
Turned 15.
Oh, okay.
So we took him over there. He had never been before. I was like, well, this is great. I get credit for hanging out with the kids and I get to drink
beer.
Yeah. So, you know, win-win. And we get to throw some sharp objects. I feel so old afterwards. Like I was doing the one-handed axe throw and by like minute 48.
Don't they teach you not to do that?
No, there's 2 methods. Like there's the double-handed over the head throw, which I can't for the life of me get down. And then there's the one-handed like back over your shoulder throw, which is how I do most of my damage.
Interesting.
And yeah, they tell you like you do this or you do this.
The spot downtown in Milwaukee, they put you through this whole tutorial before they let you start throwing.
Same.
And they make sure that they show you the two-handed axe throw and not to do it with one hand.
Oh, wow. They show you the two-handed. They go, or you can do one-handed. And you hand up here over your shoulder, keep your arm straight, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then if they see anybody, like, doing one-hand throws, they'll, like, step in and be like, hey, remember, guys, like, two-handed throws.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it two-handed. Like, I'm so bad. Like, I think, honestly, this is going to sound braggy. I don't mean it. I think I put too much power behind it when I'm two-handed, and it just, blink, off the fucking board every time.
That does happen.
So anyways. One-handed is my style of hurting myself. And by like minute 48, my shoulder was on fire. And the wife's like, maybe we should go for another hour. I was like, not unless I could drink a couple more beers. Like, good God, am I old. Ooh.
That was like my first couple of times when I was hitting up those golf bays. It was like, it felt great while it was happening. And you wake up the next morning and your body feels like you got T-boned the day before, you know, and you wake up and everything on the left side of your body is just
dead. Just a little fire. Needs some icy hot after that one. So old man
we actually need to buy more Advil because of that.
Glad I can remind you. Get the Costco size. Sounds like you're gonna need it. What else did we do? Oh, hit up Petals and Pints. You know, we were talking about the new beers that Monica released last week on the show when she was with us, or 2 weeks ago when she was with us. And I finally got a chance to stop by and try them. Black and Blue is her new sour and chef's kiss.
Yeah, that was good. The blackberry blueberry, right?
So yeah, so fucking good. Had a couple of those and then brought a Corraler home. Like, good God, was that delicious. Also had the Uptempo, the coffee collab with California Coffee Republic. That one was good. It's a little less my speed because it's on nitro.
That's right.
I'm not a huge Nitro fan.
Huge
in general.
Nitro, right?
Yeah, but they did a good job with it. It's nice and creamy and a little bit of lactose to make it more like a, you know, coffee drinking experience than just your regular coffee beer. So that's good stuff. If you like that Nitro, go check it out. I was explaining to someone over the weekend, they're like, I just don't like beer. And I was like, what is it? Because she was drinking, she had had a Pilsner. And I was like, well, what is it about beer? Like, you have the lightest, easiest one to drink. It's a Pilsner. She goes, I don't know. I just, it's so heavy. I was like, Pilsner is anything but heavy. And we drilled into it and we realized it's the carbonation.
I was just going to say, maybe the heaviness comes from the carbonation.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. She's a wine drinker. And as we drilled into it, it was the carbonation. And I told her, I said, right now at Petals and Pints, which is somewhere she's been and knows and all that stuff, I said, they have a nitro beer with coffee. This person loves coffee. Said, you should go try it. So I'm waiting to hear back. I want to see if that like solved her quote unquote heaviness problem. You know, no carb.
Right.
It is
right.
A lighter beer too.
So some hazies I feel like aren't carved up a super ton. Sometimes you get those sours that are pretty mellow on the carbonation.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of options out there.
Yes. Yes, there is. What else? Oh, remember when we were talking about that coffee beer and we got like all weird and we're like, hey, what's a sommelier
for, right, coffee? For coffee?
I looked it up. It's called a Q grader.
Can I get that in a sentence, please?
The coffee nerd is a certified Q grader.
Like Q-U-E?
Nope, just the letter. Sesame Street style. The letter,
really?
Q. Yeah.
Like a Q-tip.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Q-tip. And it says it's the closest equivalent to a sommelier in the coffee industry. It's a Q-grader. Q-graders are certified as expert tasters or cuppers by the Coffee Quality Institute. The CQI offers two Q-level certifications, Arabica and Robusta.
Oh, the more you know, I guess.
Yeah, right. Dun, 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 dun. So there's some nerdy coffee shit for you. And I had to bring this up. We'll get to the reason why I thought you would love it in just a second. Went to Pale last
me
week.
Personally or the
Oh,
listeners?
You're going to love this. Yeah.
Okay.
So the first half, whatever. The second half, this is where we're going to get into it. went to Pale Fest, which is put on by Institution Brewing out here, Institution Ales.
Okay.
And last year had a blast. This year is a little less exciting, but it's all pails. And congrats to Made West. They won.
Hey, I hear you really like their pail.
I do really like their pail. It's so fucking good. It's the best pail in the area. Anyways. Congrats to them. And I missed it. They tapped out of Brit's pail before we got there. I hope she still has it on tap. Anyways, did that. Had a couple of beers. It was a little less exciting than it has been in the past. So we bounced and we went over to Bottle and Pint, which is where Spencer of Made West does a little beer pouring on the weekends. This is a Sunday.
Love me some Spencer.
Yeah. Do you have this problem where when you Uber, you feel like you should drink more?
Like, because you know you're not driving?
Right. Like, I got to get my Uber's money worth.
Bro, I got to tell you what. I'm so old, Greg.
How old is he?
I've really never gone out and gotten hammered and had to Uber home.
Oh. I mean, neither have I.
Like, I just got to the point where I just started, you know, over-drinking at home, so I never needed the Uber.
Sure. I mean, it saves you a lot of money doing it that way.
Yeah, I can't honestly answer your question, but okay. I could understand the thought process of, yes, it would make me want to drink more.
Yeah. I mean, we Ubered out there. We thought it'd be a party. We got there. We didn't know anybody there at first. And then finally, like Philly from VCBC showed up and a couple other brewer friends showed up. So then, you know, we had a few beers, but nothing. Definitely could have driven home, but we'd already Ubered there. Like, all right, well, nah. So then we Ubered to Bottle and Pint to hang out with Spence. And I was like, all right, we're here. You know, let's keep strapping it on. We Ubered. What's the worst that can happen? Well, I was drinking a triple IPA, and I met this guy, Bo, who, and this is where you are going to like this, is Gloria? A pro wrestler.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No.
He's this big fucking dude, big all around, big, tall, wide, bald, just big dude, kind of like those Bam Bam Bigelow vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was talking, we were sitting... Yeah, RIP, Bam Bam. He was sitting near us at the bar, and he just kept getting everybody involved in conversation. I don't remember how it got brought up, but it finally got brought up that he's a pro wrestler. And, oh, before we got to that, this is where I started getting hammered. I had half my triple left, and he goes, hey, let's chug. Don't be a pussy. 1, 2, 3, go. I was like, what? Oh, huh? What? I just pounded my triple IPA.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
It was a horrible. I didn't even think of it like, oh, this is a triple IPA. I just pounded it like a fucking idiot, like an amateur.
That's where the downfall. Go on.
Yeah. Anyway, so then he's like, hey, are you a wrestling fan? My wife's like, he's a huge wrestling fan. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I said, honestly, I don't watch it all that much anymore. I watch a little this, a little that. So, but you know, back in the day, and he goes, who do you like back in the day? I was like, everybody. And we started talking about ECW. Right, 'cause
it was fucking great.
Yeah. And apparently he was part of XPW, which is a local promotion that was when I was in high school, and then they went under, and they've recently started coming back, but now they're all death matches, so I'm not really into it.
Yeah, not into that either.
But I brought up like Sabu and Chris Candido and like all those guys. And he's like, oh, hold on. And he pulls up his photo album in his phone. He's like, yeah, look at all these. And it's like Sabu and Candido and Taz. And like he wrestled with everybody cool from back in the day.
That shit's wild, man.
Yeah, he's got pictures with him in the ring. It was fucking badass. So we talked wrestling, and he showed me some shots of him, you know, juiced out of his mind and covered in blood. It was cool. It was good times.
There's like no conversation better than finding out somebody likes wrestling.
Yeah, or is a wrestler.
Right, right. I mean, we're talking like if you meet this person at 7 p.m., like you are talking till bar close. It's just going to fucking happen.
Yeah, it was the best thing that ever could have happened for my wife is that his wife was like, we need to go. They have a newborn who was not having it. So luckily, my wife got me back pretty quickly. But yeah, it was good times. We were talking old school wrestling, and dude was pretty hydrated himself, so it was fun. He has a podcast as well. It's the I think it's called the Hops and Horror, so it's like beer and horror movies. Which,
oh, neat.
Yeah, I'm not super into horror movies, but I'm super into beer. So anyways, we exchanged follows and all that good shit. And so anyways, yeah, go check out the podcast if you're into that. Bo's a funny guy. He was he was one of those guys who were like, yep, this tracks. There's no way you don't cut promos for a living.
Brilliant.
But yeah, anyways, got super hammered that night, like amateur hour hammered.
Yes, and it back was, to the Uber.
Yeah. And so like the last thing I remember is the Uber pulls up and we get in. That's it.
Come on.
Like, I don't remember I finally, the next day I was talking to my wife. I was like, I don't remember the ride home. Was I okay? She goes, oh, you were fine. I didn't realize you were that drunk until like when we were going to bed and you weren't feeling very good. The night went sideways. We got home. I made us food. Like, I'm still very functional, even though I'm just absolutely plastered. And so made us food. We're eating. The dog needed to eat. And I had to make that whole saga. Dog's been sick. So we're having to make him like ground turkey and rice. And I had to boil the ground turkey. The smell of boiled turkey.
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Oh my God. I immediately was like, I got to go. And I ran to the bathroom. Thought I was going to puke. Never puked. I wish I would have. Because then the next morning when I woke up, had to feed the dog again. And like that's when I started to like, I was like, I ran for the bathroom. This is the worst. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to puke it up and I'm going to feel better. Even though it's the next morning. Like that's how it always happens.
Yeah, always.
All I did was dry heave for 5 minutes. Nothing came out.
Oh, that's the worst. It's the
fucking worst. And I was like, God damn, amateur hour. This is bullshit.
Your system already processed everything, and now it's just like a kick in the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. On top of like the headache, here's your fucking kick in the balls too.
Right. So. And then your throat feels all sore the rest of the day because those muscles just.
Right. You feel like you were smoking the night before. Yep. And yeah. Oh, I was so mad. I was like, just puke, man. Just fucking puke.
Give yourself a little bit of dignity.
Right. So, anyways, that's too much. That's way too much for me. We've heard my voice long enough.
Wow. You really tied one on, man.
Yeah. You know, it's been a couple of weeks since we recorded last, and I've put in some work. So
I'm proud of you.
I don't want to let the listeners don't want them to think I was sober or anything like that. That would be tragic.
Yeah. Shame on you if you did that.
Yeah. I didn't drink for like 4 days after that, by the way. Might have been some sobriety happening.
Believe it or not, but I do believe that.
Yeah. It's like the most time without drinking I've had in like a year after that. So, but I don't have a problem. Anyways, that's all for me. Sorry, everybody, for taking up all your airwaves. Flex messaged me earlier in the week. We were talking some shit about, I don't remember what. And he goes, by the way, I have the greatest story for you. And I said, oh, what is it? So I can put it on our show rundown. He goes, I'm not even going to fucking tell you.
Yeah, I'm not. I told you I'm not even going to tell you the story until we get on. And I can just get your reaction.
Does it involve pro wrestlers?
No, I do lack on the pro wrestlers, but
all right, well, I'm out.
So it was a normal Tuesday morning. I woke up, I got my workout in, went on my way to work. The wife and I, every morning, you know, we do this good morning bit of texting and you kind of explain, you know, like how your day is looking.
Yeah, you know, we do the same thing.
Yeah, right. It's a classic relationship communication thing. And
yeah, pretend you like each other.
And then you get to go on your way for a couple hours without talking and, you know, you like saved face.
Yeah.
So at, I remember this time exactly. This is how important this story is to me. It was 9:22 in the AM and I receive a text from my wife that says, "Why is there an empty bottle of vodka in the man cave closet?" I replied in all caps, "Vodka? Question mark, exclamation point."
Right.
What are you talking about?
You're not about a vodka drinker.
I fucking hate vodka.
Yeah, we've covered this. We both hate vodka.
Plenty. It's like the throw up trick, right?
Yeah, right.
You put vodka in my system and I'm going to throw up. And I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." She says, "There is a empty handle of vodka in the closet. Where did it come from?" So I just go like total defense mode, man. Like, I'm thinking my wife thinks I'm a closet alcoholic.
Right.
And I'm just like stashing empty bottles. Mind you, this is like this closet. It's like our quote unquote secret closet. It's just this utility closet. Like, it's like no bigger than 3x5. It's got some water pumps. It's got the spigot for the front yard.
Hide some Christmas presents.
It's where we hide all the Christmas presents, the birthday presents, etc. So I said, well, first off, why would I hide something in a closet where I know you randomly go?
You know?
So like, oh, hey, maybe I'll have a couple extra days, you know, to get rid of it. But she said she had bought some Easter shit for the kids and she went to put it in there and there was a bottle and she wanted to know where it came from. So me, I've had like a buddy come over in the last 2 months, just one friend.
Yeah.
So I even reached out to him and I said, "Hey man, any chance you ditched like an empty bottle of vodka in my basement?" And he said, "What a weird fucking question. Why would you even ask that?" I said, "Hey, look, this is a story. My wife asked me, she said there's one there." So I said, "I'm just trying to figure shit out." So then like, I even look up this vodka brand. She sent me a picture. It was Mr. Boston. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Mr. Boston. If it's
never
even
heard of it.
Okay. I think it might be kind of like a regional thing here.
Okay.
It is $7.99 for a 175.
Classic.
It is cheap plastic handle.
Yeah. It's vodka, like that grocery store brand.
Right. That's exactly what it is. So I'm sending her like the reviews online of this shit and the price. And I'm saying, look, if I'm going to secretly be drinking anything on you,
it's not this.
Like, if I'm going to be secretly drinking vodka, first off, I'm going to drink something a little bit better than this.
Yeah, you're like, "Honey, I'm gonna spend at least $25
right? So I said I'm gonna come home from work on lunch and said, you know, we'll see what's going on. So I get home and she's real passive aggressive. Like, she's vacuuming, she's taking care of shit around the house. So naturally I'm just like,
oh, her
like,
passive aggressive is vacuuming.
Well, so
that's fantastic.
That's usually
I
like
piss what, her off on the weekly.
That's usually what my thing is. It's like, you know, I usually start doing laundry or something, like whatever.
Yeah.
But so I start to, you know, taking care of some dishes, you know, I eat my lunch. And when she gets done vacuuming, she comes in the kitchen. She actually starts talking to me now.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, putting stuff away in cabinets and the fridge, and she's loading up all this extra garbage and like recyclable shit. She gets done with that. And she goes, "Hey, on your way back to work, can you take care of the garbage for me?" I said, "Yeah, no problem." And then she goes, "And then go downstairs and take care of that bottle of vodka." And me knowing it's like, I have no idea where it came from. So I'm just like, "Yep, will do, you know, like, gonna get right on it." But as I'm walking down the stairs to my basement, I just keep thinking to myself, this is fucking like something. This just feels weird, right?
Yeah.
Is somebody sneaking in my house, ditching bottles? I don't know what's going on. So sure as shit, I open up the door. There's a bottle on the floor. And I'm telling you, a 3x5 closet. So I'm sitting there thinking, like scratching my head, looking up, and I turn my head over my right shoulder and I look up into the corner of the rafters and there's two more bottles stashed.
What?
So naturally, Greg, but it's not even the best part.
Same brand, same shit vodka.
So two different brands now.
Oh.
Now we have Skol Vodka.
Oh, yeah.
And Fleischmann's, which is like the big cheap around Milwaukee. I don't know if it's okay. Fleischmann's is national, but
I think I've heard of it. Here
you definitely know what it is. So I call her down right away. I said, hey, you got to come check this shit out. I said, I found two more bottles. So she comes downstairs and she's like, whatever, just get rid of them. So I'm just thinking to myself, this is fucking crazy. So I go back to work and it's just stewing in my brain. And I told all the guys at work about it. Like, I was getting overwhelmed thinking my wife thinks I'm an alcoholic. and it's just not sitting right with me.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to go home from work. I'm going to get my stepladder and I am going to peek up in that fucking ceiling.
Mm.
I shit you not, Greg. There are about minimally 30 empty handles of vodka stuffed all the way in the ceiling rafters.
Fuck off. No way.
I'm going to send you pictures right now because
I can't wait for this.
It's the most unreal thing. Like you always hear about people buying a house and, you know, years later they find something in it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes something cool.
Oh, look at these old stamps.
Yeah. Or money or, you know, Goonies, you know, a treasure map. Like who knows?
Right. Time capsule.
No, for us, 30 empty handles of vodka stuffed in our ceiling. And the pictures I'm sending you are after I have already reached up there to like grab some more bottles.
Holy shit. There's just like a secret passageway of vodka.
Yeah, and there's no telling like how far back it goes or where else in the house there's like secretly stored bottles of vodka.
Oh my god. Is it okay if I post these on the show story or something?
Please do.
Okay. Cuz this is fantastic.
I think it's hilarious. So once I sent my wife those pictures, I'm totally off the hook.
Yeah, that she really thinks you're an alcoholic.
Well, that's when talking to my family about it too. My brother-in-law says, "Hey, how do you know the bottles aren't hers? How do you know she's not downstairs just tying one on?"
Yeah, he's got a point there.
But yeah, how fucking bizarre!
Holy shit, that's insane. Yeah. I'm still staring at these. That's fucking insane.
I was able to retrieve 11 bottles from the ceiling.
And
there's still more. Yeah, the pictures I sent you, that's like what's still back there.
Oh, that's what you can't reach.
Correct.
And you can see like what like an electrical cable running through like wherever the electrician ran the wiring and then there's bottles.
Yeah, everything's just stuffed
right
there.
That's nuts. So you bought the house from some closeted alcoholic?
5 years ago.
Did it get into the closet? Did it like fall from the ceiling?
So now when we saw where everything was, right? So everything happened on a Tuesday morning, I told you, into the afternoon. So a couple days later, my wife gets home from work and we're talking about it because we're still just so shocked by what we discovered. And she goes, I think I figured it out. She's like, you took one of the oldest kid to Taekwondo on Monday evening. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
She said, when I was at home with my youngest daughter, she said, when you guys left, she put on her tap dance shoes and she started dancing all around and jumping around the living room floor. So she's thinking all of that jumping and vibrating and pounding rattled, you know, because like when I told you, I looked up in that corner and I saw the two bottles. Yeah. There had to be one like resting in between those two and it must have just rattled that one out. And there you have it.
That's fucking nuts.
Dude, it's fucking crazy.
Thank God it was vodka and not something you like. Otherwise, you'd be in so much shit.
Right. And every single bottle was like some cheap shit. It was either...
Yeah.
All the bottles are that Mr. Boston, like I told you, or Skol or Fleischmann's.
Yeah. Could you imagine if it was like 30 cans of a triple hazy? You'd be so fucked. You would be out of the house.
That would be completely my fault.
Yeah.
And it would definitely have been me.
There'd be no way you could explain your way out of that.
No.
Even if it wasn't you.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain to her too, like with how cheap the vodka was. Like, I was like, do you have any idea the amount of money I spend in beer?
Yeah. Right. Like, this is where I'm going to skimp.
Yeah. I'm not just going to be like, oh, hey, vodka, better cut costs.
Right. Oh, man. That's so good. Yeah. That's That's the one thing, like, my wife knows what I will and won't drink. So if she found some cheap vodka bottles, she'd be like, who broke into our house?
Right.
There would never be a, did you do this? Like, no, God, no.
That's what my wife started bringing up. She's like, is, you know, like, we never changed the garage code.
Oh,
what,
God.
Like, what the old neighbors had to, like, yeah. what we have. You know, which is, it's not unheard of or terrible.
But also, maybe but you want to change it.
Also, the first thing that crossed her mind was, maybe somebody that used to live here, you know, snuck in.
I mean, it'd be weird to just sneak in to leave bottles, but...
Right. But yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
It is fucking bizarre.
You don't have a camera down there in your man cave, do you?
No. I don't think you'd want to see half those videos anyway.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You let me be the judge of that. You don't tell me what I like.
So, yeah, it's... So that was my eventful.
That's pretty fantastic.
Story, my great story. I hope you liked it.
I did. That's great. That is so. I'm gonna, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to tell the wife. She's gonna fucking love it. Like that is such great. A good story. Whew. Well, now you know a little bit about your old house owners.
Well, yeah. So then we're trying to figure out too. Like, hey, was it like because the lady had three kids? She was like a single mom.
Oh, did she have teenagers?
Well, no. So like her oldest kid was in like sixth grade. So she was divorced. So we're either thinking it
now
was
I
like
know why she's divorced.
It was the yeah, like the guy before, or she was seeing some dude, and they put a lot of work into the house before they sold it. You know, like they finished off the whole basement and everything like that.
Oh yeah.
So I was thinking maybe this guy she was seeing was just like, well, gotta hang this or put up this drywall today. Better get lit.
Yeah. Was there like a date on those? I know, you know, beer cans have dates on them. Did the vodka bottle have dates?
I searched high and low.
Oh, it's too bad.
Some of the bottles have like those protruding, like, you know, there's like letters and number, like serial, yeah. whatever. And
batch number.
Yeah. So I don't think they're like dates of anything.
That's too bad.
But I did try to check. But also, there's like no dust on any of the bottles.
That's so weird. Because everybody they're well protected.
Yeah. Everybody I talked to, too, they're like, oh, like, you think if they're old, they'd be like caked in dust or something like that. There ain't no fucking, there's no dust on the wood in the rafters.
Right. Yeah. It's well protected.
Right.
How long have you been in the house?
It'll be 5 years in October.
All right. So those things have been up there for at least 5 years.
Yeah. 4.5 years we lived here. Yeah. Empty vodka bottles.
That's fucking nuts.
My house is insulated with plastic vodka bottles.
It's like whatever works. No wonder it's so cold down in the basement.
Cheap way to go.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's good times.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad she finally realized it wasn't you sneaking shit vodka.
You know,
most importantly.
I think she'd be smarter than that.
Yeah. Seems like it.
I think she was just so caught off guard by opening up the closet door and then seeing that. And then, you know, her mind probably just started jumping everywhere.
Yeah. I immediately imagine like, is it Kyle's mom from South Park?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
As she opens the closet door. What?
Oh, I haven't heard that in so long.
Well, I think I think you've earned yourself a beer. So let's ask the question. Let's do it.
In a world where craft beer is king, a world where muscles are bigger than growlers, only one tongue can guide us. One man, one tongue, one tongue jobber. In this world, we must find out what is Flex drinking.
All right, so my local shop just started bringing in Hop Butcher.
Oh, Hop Butcher for the world.
Yeah, they're super solid. They're in Illinois. I think like a suburb of Chicago-ish, like everything
Chicago.
Else, basically. I can't tell you that for a fact, but any weasels, you know, they had like six or seven of their beers, and this one in general really caught my eye, and I usually never show you stuff before the show.
Right.
But this artwork is phenomenal. It's a hot dog with like a Hulk Hogan mustache and yellow headband. And he's lifting some dumbbells. And it's called All Beef Frank. And I just thought, again, it's fitting. I work at a butcher shop now. We sell All Beef Franks. And I like lifting weights. So this is double IPA. hopped with Simcoe and Nelson Sauvin. I'd read the Untappd for you, but that's what it says. so
that's fair. Just,
yeah, there we go. I think it said it was like a 4.15 cumulative too.
So nicely done.
Not terrible. Yeah. I didn't realize this. I haven't seen a hop butcher can in the longest time, but it has the tasting notes on the back. Just like when I drank that New Trail a couple weeks ago, and it had all the ingredients, or like the grains and the malts and the hops and notes you should be looking for. So I always enjoy this thoroughly. There's no description on it. It's just, it says bright citrus, crisp melon, and tangy berry. I always like to see if the can lives up to my taste buds and my senses. So we'll dive in with the old schnoz first. So I do get a lot of cantaloupe on the nose, which is kind of wild, but it's like not ripe cantaloupe. It's like you opened up a case of cantaloupe that's like fresh into a store. So a little on the green side, you get a little bit of citrus pith in there. Not so much like the juicy flesh, but you can kind of pick up on those aromatic
bitterness.
Yeah. So then without further ado,
here we go. While you explore that, I want to mention that I think two weeks ago we were talking about hazy IPAs with Monica, and you brought up like malty hazy IPAs being gross.
Right.
I had one over the weekend.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's from Other Half, and it was so malty.
I had one of those from Other Half about 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, what's wrong with you, Other Half?
So maybe Other Half ain't all that in a bag of chips.
That's kind of what I was saying to my wife.
So,
sorry, go on.
Tongue Jobe.
Jobe.
I do pick up on the citrus, and it's that bitter, pithy citrus. I hate when cans or when beers say that they do taste like berry, because it is so hard to pick out any kind of berry flavor in a beer. But I get a lot of the bright citrus, gooseberries. It's got the Nelson Sauvin hops. I feel like you always get this sense, this flavor, this smell that you can never really put your finger on it. That's like one of the top notes in the Nelson hop is gooseberries. So I believe that's what I'm picking up in this. A little bit of peach, doesn't say on the can, but this is a wonderful beer. It finishes off very dry. We already talked, you know, it's got great color, great haze.
Great can art.
Some lacing going on now that you can see it through my shirt.
Yeah, this has some good lacing.
Yeah, the head retention on it, super solid. Like I said, I haven't had these guys in a long time. Now they're in my local shop, so this might be my new phase three. I don't know. We'll see.
That's some big words.
I mean, this is an 8%er, and it, you know, it's $14.99 for the 4-pack.
Oh, that's right up in the algorithm.
Right up in the algorithm. The can art, I mean, it all...
Dope.
This is a, like, 1-to-1-to-1 ratio.
Nailed it.
It passes. Phenomenal. Yeah.
MVPs.
You know MVPs. What? I would say early MVP for, Flex's Brewery of the Year.
Oh shit. We're only in March, people.
It's early.
It's early.
Just saying.
Still time to take it over.
These guys they're hitting it all.
That's pretty good. All right. Before we move any further, the homie Chew Your Beer called in to, celebrate himself. You'll see.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, what's up, homies? Crappy Republic, it's your favorite Chew. Chew Your Beer, not Chew Your Roof. Fuck that guy. My primo sucks, homie. Anyways, got to celebrate my 48th birthday with my homie Marvin and Vivian over at Pizza Port in San Clemente. I wanted a pizza party, homie, so we drove out there for the day. Marvin and them stayed over. They stayed. I came back. My kid had to go to work the following day. Still, not a long drive. What is it, about an hour and 40 minutes or less? That's I drive slow, drive. Homie. You know, I drive like I'm driving a lowrider, homes. But had an amazing time. Got to visit a couple breweries, Artifacts. They have a little tap room out there. Also hit Descent, some shit like that. It's like a little brewery hole in the wall. And then Windy Palms or something like that. But Pizza Port never, ever disappoints, homie. Great pizzas. My favorite pizza there. Hate to say it. It's the bacon cheeseburger pizza. My wife always gets the barbecue chicken. My kids go with the you know, old school pepperoni. And yeah, dude, we have some amazing beers. Got to taste some good stuff that I got the hookup, kind of a hookup. My boy, George of the bottle shop, has been invited over there so many times and hasn't been able to make it. So he made a call for your boy, good old Chew Your Beer. And we got a little beer tour and we got to taste some beers that are not coming out yet that are freshly brewed right there in San Clemente. So I got to try a peanut butter stout. I got to try a barreled aged peanut butter stout. And I couldn't untap them because they don't have them out yet. So look out for those, homies. I got some one-offs. Amazing place, though, man. Awesome. Would love to go back. And my kids, my sons, can't say kids because they're fucking 17 and 22. Fell in love with that spot, too. The pizza was amazing. You know how it is, homie. Wish they had one closer to us. That would be fucking dope as fuck. But that's it, homies. 48 years old. Chew Your Beer. I might be the oldest listener of the Craft Beer Republic podcast, I think. Son of a bitch. I'm 2 years away from fucking 50, homie.
Oof.
That makes me a veterano, homie. Orale. All right, homies. This is Chew Your Beer, and I'm expecting a lot of well wishes on the 5th, which is Tuesday. This comes out on Wednesday, so you got till Thursday, motherfuckers. A lot of well wishes.
Make He's me look you 2 days.
Famous. Yeah. So my kids think their dad's cool. Orale. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch your peace out, eh?
Well, I'm sure he's real pissed that instead of airing his voicemail, we had an interview last week. But anyways, happy birthday to the homie Chew Your Beer.
I didn't even think about that.
He's going to be so... I can't wait for all the text messages. But yeah, happy birthday. Go drop Chew a line at OG Chew Your Beer on the gram.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it now because I'm going to say it tomorrow.
Which is last week.
Yeah. Which is last week, yeah.
As we record. Anyway, so, all right, well, happy birthday. If you guys want to call in and make us wish you a happy birthday, it's 805-538-BEER. 2337. Oh, gosh.
I love that tagline. Do you want us to wish you a happy birthday?
You want to guilt us into wishing you a happy birthday? Call the show. Good time. All right. Florida Man, the Florida Man games. We talked about this back in December, I think.
Yeah, I thought this was happening later.
No, February. End of February was the Florida Man games. They had events such as people dueling in muddy waters.
What, with guns or just hand to hand combat?
You know, the fucking jousting thing? That kind of
American Gladiators.
It's like swamp jousting, basically.
Okay.
They had sumo style wrestling while holding pitchers of beer, running from actual sheriff's deputies while jumping fences and avoiding obstacles.
That's hilarious.
A scramble to grab cash flying in a simulated hurricane wind machine. I mean, it was all Florida'd up. It was $45 to get in. Fucking worth it.
How many people? Oh, is that to enter or to view?
To watch.
Spectators. Okay.
Yeah. They paid $45 to watch all this stuff. And so this was only the first ever. It's only going to get better from here. Oh, man.
Just wait till there's one where they have to hog tie a gator with a lit M80 in their butthole. And you got to hog tie the gator before the firecracker goes off.
We're not pulling that out until you hog tie it.
Right.
Yeah.
Or better yet, or hold a grenade in one hand with the pin pulled out and then have
to.
I mean,
all know as soon as you enter Florida, grenade and alligator.
Grenade and gator.
Yeah, exactly.
The grenader.
I was going to say grenade and gator, but no, you nailed it. Grenader. That's my favorite wrestler.
I nail things.
Yeah. That's what I hear. In some weird / I don't care news, Juneshine has acquired Flying Embers. So, if you're into the hard kombucha garbage, I could read the story, but who drinks that shit?
Gross.
Yeah.
I won't even drink regular kombucha.
No.
Yeah. Oh, it's got probiotics? Oh, eat some fucking yogurt.
Right. You know what I'll do? I'll take probiotics. Yeah. We're good.
Save yourself the vomit.
Yeah. I remember a couple weeks ago, Tennessee was introducing that bill to make it so they can't sell cold beer.
Right.
Well, that's been withdrawn. Huh. Tennessee saw the light, everybody. Yeah. So our CBR trip to Tennessee is back on.
We gone.
Yeah. Fucking idiots. Rednecks. Oh, who said that?
Georgia's Roll Tide. A Georgia small brewer bill fails to advance. Georgia Senate committee has failed to advance legislation that would have allowed the state's craft breweries to self-distribute up to 3,000 barrels of beer annually, reform the state's beer franchise laws that lock brewers into contracts with their distributors, remove the daily to-go sales limit on taproom sales, and allowed for direct charitable donations of beer. Way to go, Georgia.
Yeah, just let them do it.
Yeah. The Georgia Craft Brewers Guild basically went on to say that we're locked in handcuffs from these asshole distributors.
Jeez, man, between New Jersey and Georgia, no.
I know, what's wrong? Come on, pull your life together.
Just let them do it. Who cares?
Right. Well, God forbid people realize how stupid the whole distribution laws are. We could do a whole episode on that. What's up, prohibition laws? You can thank Budweiser for all this.
Yeah, you like that, Anheuser-Busch?
Yeah, they basically wrote the laws after prohibition.
It still makes you hard, yeah?
Bud Light doesn't, because boy, are those sales still dipping. Budweiser had, or AB had their investor call last week, or 2 weeks ago. Didn't go well.
Can't they lay off more people?
They didn't talk about that, but they definitely are not selling as much beer as they used to. I think they're down like 15% or something.
Get better.
Yeah. Denver-based brewery True Brewing. Have you heard of True?
Yeah, it's like T-R-V-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bugs the shit out of me. Because
it's a V, not a U.
Yeah, thanks. They are moving their production away from their own facility to New Image Brewing in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Interesting new take. They're not going to make their own beer. They're still going to have their own tap room. But I guess they don't want to deal with making the beer anymore.
So what? I don't know. That blows my mind, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Contract brewing.
Contract brewing, but your own recipes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then just to keep your tap room open.
And they're talking about opening up a second location in Asheville, North Carolina. So it's an interesting business model. Maybe it's smart. I don't know. I'm not a genius.
Yeah, I guess we don't know the funds and the financial.
Right.
Maybe it's cheaper to contract the beer.
Hire a brewer. I've been to True Brewing. It was years ago. It's all right. People really say big things about it.
Yeah, people like it out there.
Yeah, and it was fine. I'll leave it there. It reminds me of Second Chance Brewing in San Diego. They have completely closed all their locations, including their production facility, and you can only find them in like Total Wine and stuff, and their contract brewing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think at AleSmith. I think I saw that somewhere. All right, we'll leave you with this one. Drunk man arrested after slapping his rear and flipping the bird to officers.
Is he naked?
No.
Okay.
This comes out of, not Florida, comes out of Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, it is.
Not far.
No, yeah, no, it's like.
Middle country Florida?
Yeah, it's like less stellar Texas, you know? Like.
Prior Creek Police Chief Jeremy Cantrell shared a story of a bizarre interaction with a Pryor man on Friday. Chief Cantrell said he was with another officer at Pryor City Park Friday morning when they noticed that Michael Chalalaki was in his yard nearby. Chalalaki threw his hands in the air, slapped his rear end, and then went inside his residence. He then proceeded to flip us off from inside the residence. Chief Smart. Cantrell wrote on a social media post. The chief said that would have been the end of it, but then Chalalaki went back outside with pen and paper to collect their license plates numbers. Cantrell said Chalalaki was highly intoxicated and, shocking, wound up being arrested for public intoxication. It's fucking weird.
It's like you're in the clear.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah.
You got what you wanted to do. You smacked your ass at the cops. Woo-wee. Right?
Woo-wee. Yeah.
You flipped him off from inside your house. Pretty safe bet. Right?
Right. Well, they got knocked down your door.
Yeah. And then you do it to yourself.
Yeah. Came back out. Should've just stayed inside.
I've been really drunk on multiple occasions.
I feel you.
Not once have I ever thought, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get after these cops.
Yeah, it's always smart.
So just what crosses people's minds?
Yeah, that's
You know what? He was probably drinking that shit vodka from your ceiling. Yeah,
you're probably right. Maybe he's got vodka bottles in his ceiling.
Yeah, he probably does. And if he doesn't, he should.
You know, we haven't even checked the attic since we started living here. So,
I can't wait for next week.
I assume you pull the latch and it's just going to just rain vodka bottles.
You guys can get rich from all the recycling.
Maybe like $15.
Yeah. That's enough for a 4-pack of all beef franks.
You got that right.
Yeah. See? Hashtag worth it. All right. Let's hit some music over here. Let's head on up out of here. I'm going to say hi to Vanessa.
Oh, hello, Vanessa. Number one listener.
Hope you were at the Florida games. Please let us know how it was. Follow us.
Send us pictures and videos.
Yes, please. Follow us on the socials, Craft Beer Republic, and of course flexmeabeer_ in between. craftbeerrepublic.com, Craft Beer Republic on all the socials, really. 805-538-BEER, that's 2337. If you have a special birthday shout out you want us to make.
If you want us to say happy birthday to you.
Yeah. If you want to guilt us into saying happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chewy Happy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, bud. And mail at craftbeerrepublic.com. I think that's everything. Hope everyone out there is staying very well hydrated.
And on that note,
good night, everybody.